The decision to find and hire a new employee represents a great responsibility. Responsibility, firstly, towards the new employee, because you will be spending a certain amount of time together, sometimes a shorter period, and sometimes even decades. And secondly, towards your company and current employees.
Why is an entrepreneur responsible towards his company?
Every company rises and falls based on the quality of its employees. If you don't devote sufficient attention to selecting your new employees, you might choose someone less hard-working, with whom you soon have to part ways, causing you to start your search over and costing you time and money. Or you might even hire someone who intentionally or unintentionally damages your company.
That is true.
As I've already said, every company in the world depends on the quality of its employees. However, entrepreneurs often behave as if they've forgotten this, or they simply don't realise it. They're satisfied with average, and sometimes even below average employees.
Why do you think that?
I see it in many of our clients. They often complain but don't do anything about it. Sometimes it's due to their laziness or ignorance. But often, it's because of strong social empathy. They simply can't bear to let incompetent people go. And that's not right. They're not only damaging their company, but also those efficient employees who are loyally carrying the load.
Do you have any advice in this regard for our listeners?
Yes. And I'm going to use an analogy, and I hope I don't offend anyone. Imagine that you're collecting stamps. Now, what kind of stamps are you going to be looking for to put in your album or collection?
Unique, high-quality stamps, of course. Ones that are valuable individually and as a whole.
Excellent. You've put it quite nicely. So let me explain the analogy. You start adding employment contracts to your album in the same way that you collect stamps. You only work with those employees who have unique value for your company, both as individuals and as part of the entire team.
That's very interesting advice, certainly worth thinking about.
Every entrepreneur has a vision. And if some employees are not fulfilling that vision, you have to let them go. The ideal situation is when the entire team is pulling together. Unfortunately, however, the more common reality is that a few individuals are pulling hard. A few are along for the ride, and a few others are actually hampering progress with their poor quality work, which is something you must continually struggle with.
I'm glad you pointed that out. I hope that will inspire entrepreneurs to devote more time to their selection of new employees. Is there anything else they should think about before starting the hiring process for a particular job position?
Small and medium-sized businesses always have to carefully watch their costs. Costs for wages and related payments are generally their biggest expenditure, which is why they should pay a great deal of attention to this. Maybe you already know what I'm going to say. Before you even begin to consider new employees, think about whether you've already got someone who doesn't have a full workload, who could handle the given activity without a problem at a lower cost.
Do you mean reorganizing responsibilities and competencies within the entire company?